Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Can't hear anything.
Amen, amen, amen. Anyone who's ever on the line, you can tune in. I don't know, for some reason I have a thing of muting my phone when it's telling me for me to come on, and that's a bad error that I have. I'll come on and forget to unmute it. So I'm doing all this talking and and no one can hear what I'm saying. So I do apologize.
Okay.
I do apologize. I do make those errors. So I do apologize. Amen.
Amen.
So my
mic
is unmuted. Once again, we do thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. We're New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. This evening, we will be in Atlanta with Pastor Rose Cook from Atlanta, Georgia. She is running a little late. She's running a little late, so she will be coming on. She will
Amen.
Be coming on, and we're going to keep it until she comes on the line, and she'll be coming from, she is coming from, where is she coming from? The scripture. What scripture is she from? Amen. I'm looking.
Amen.
Okay, all right. I need to go back to that, her scripture. I'll let her introduce that. But, again, those who have internet, if you have an opportunity to call, if you'd like to interact, you can call 347-237-4054, and you will be connected. We'd like to let each and every one of you know that have called in to participate. We do thank you for just calling in and being a part of this blog ministry. And you know what?
Amen.
It's all about the body of Christ. Amen.
Yes,
now, what does that mean?
Yes.
That I'm talking about the arms, I'm talking about the legs, I'm talking about the ears, I'm talking about the nose. Whatever part of the body that you play, we thank you for being a part of the body, because if one part of the body is out, then the whole body is out of function. Amen. It cannot function.
Amen.
If one part of the body is out. So we do thank you for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to go on in, and we're going to move forward with this. Amen?
Amen.
We're going to move forward with this. I was saying that where she was coming from, I know she's not coming from Psalms 23.
I think King.
Psalms 23. Is it First Kings?
I believe so. I believe so,
First Kings,
Elder.
It would be First Kings 13 through 17 there. Okay, First Kings. I'm getting my dates mixed up. That's for the end of the month. That Psalms for the end of the month. But anyhow, we're going to have prayer, and then after we have prayer, we're going to move on. If there is anyone that you would like to pray for, amen, because I don't know about you, I have been running into a lot of illnesses. So many people have been getting sick, and you know what, my brothers and sisters,
amen.
If there's a time that we need to pray, if the time is right now, amen,
yeah.
We
amen.
Have to pray one for another. I'm not talking about prayers. I'm talking about one for another, and we're going to have to get this thing together. We're going to have to get this thing together. We're going to have to come together, and you know what? It's all about the kingdom. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the kingdom. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Elder John.
Amen.
Elder John. Elder
yes,
John.
Yes,
yes. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hey, man, I need prayer.
Okay. I love you. Thank you, Mr. Bruno. Thank you. Is that Timothy?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir. I lost my job. I've lost my job. My company shut down, and and we're losing our jobs. It's like 375 people is gonna be out of jobs.
Wow.
And I'm one of those.
I am sorry. I'm sorry. That is not a good feeling. That is not a good feeling. You know, and Pastor, you know, not only are we praying for you and those that lost their jobs, but I'm asking that each and every one of you that's tuned in by internet, even as far as those who are listening on via phone. Please, please make sure that we are on one accord, praying for my brother.
Yes.
Amen. And those who have lost their job, not that is not a good feeling. That's not a good feeling.
No.
Pastor, you can hand over to you for prayer.
Sir.
We're going to turn, did you say you're going to lead prayer?
I was asking if you guys would
pray for me
and my colleagues.
Okay. Amen. I'm hearing New York there. Minister Herman, we're going to ask you to lead us in prayer. Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God,
amen.
As we come to your throne of grace boldly, Lord, we thank you for this day, this time, this hour. We thank you, dear God, that you are a God that sees all things and knows all things before it even happens in our lives. Lord, we thank you that you are yet covering us. We give you praise and glory right now for everything that you're going to do, everything that you said that you would do. Lord, your word doesn't go back void. You said that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. And we believe it to be so, dear God. We stand on that word. We stand boldly on your word. Hallelujah. And we're coming on behalf of the pastor today and all his colleagues there, dear God. Their company has shut down and they are without, dear God. But hallelujah, without as man would see it, but they have much with you. So, dear God, concerning them, Lord, we ask you to open the doors. Hallelujah. Open a door, hallelujah, for them to walk therein. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And while they're waiting for the instruction of you to walk therein, dear God, we ask you to supply the need. Hallelujah. The need of those families.
Yes.
The need of this pastor. The need of everyone, hallelujah, that's in dire need today, dear God. For it's not a good feeling, but Lord, you said to bring all our burdens unto you. Hallelujah. For your yoke is easy. And hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing. And Lord, we come on behalf of those that are sick right now, dear God.
Yes,
those that
yes.
are challenged in their bodies right now, dear God.
Yes.
We know that you're a God that heals. Hallelujah. We know with the stripes of Jesus, hallelujah, with the blood that flowed through those stripes, Lord, there's healing in the blood. Hallelujah. We thank
yes,
you for yes, the blood
yes,
today.
You,
we give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. For we don't fret nothing. You haven't given us the spirit of fear. You haven't given us the spirit of fear of anything, Lord. But you've given us the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. So we thank you today, dear God. We give you praise today. And all those that are listening right now, dear God, hallelujah, give them an expectancy for the word. Hallelujah, that the word will come forth in power and deliverance. Hallelujah, and joy, dear God. Hallelujah, in the name and love, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Thank you.
Hey, yeah. God be the glory.
Amen. We're going to keep you on the prayer list. Let me tell you something, you know, and this is just what I believe. You know, I'm praying to believe that the Lord says that we're two or three that come together,
yes.
He would be in the midst. And let me
yes.
tell you something. Still in control. He's still in control, and he's testing
yes.
each and every one of our faith. He's testing
yes.
each and every
amen.
One of our faith. We can't see God has already planned. He already has a plan for you, my brother. He already
yes.
has a plan
yes.
for you. And let me tell you something. That's one of the worst feelings that we can have is losing our
yes.
job. But
yes.
And the evidence mm. of seeing on faith. And we have to stand
yes.
on that solid foundation of faith. Somebody
mm-hmm.
has been waiting for you. And I
yes.
truly believe that. Truly believe that, man of God. I truly believe that. And
yes.
you know what? That
thank
is,
you, Abba.
Becomes, and that's where it comes with where we begin to start to test our faith. Testing
mm-hmm.
our faith. Something happens. And let me tell you something. There are so many people, and I know that you pulled out for them. I'm just talking about in general. There are but so many that say that I believe. And God wants us to have the type of faith. It's almost like when you get in your car, you automatically assume that that car is going to stop. When we turn that key, we automatically assume that car is going to start. And that's the type of faith he wants to have. He wants to have that type of faith that we just believe without a shadow of a doubt. I can't listen. Mm-hmm. Anybody sit down in a chair tonight, I guarantee you, you can go around that chair and stay here to see if that chair was going to hold the weight. I'm sure nobody expected that chair that they sit down. They automatically sat down and assumed that that chair was going to hold their weight. It was not going to fall. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
The chair did just what it was supposed to be, was supposed to do. And that's what God is in our lives. He wants us to have that type of faith without a shadow of a doubt. He doesn't want our minds drifting over what he doesn't want us to. He wants us to believe, to know that God said he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. He would always be with you. And you know what, I'm waiting for a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting
Amen.
For a testimony. I believe that
Amen.
Testimony is going to come soon. God is going to open up the door, and you know what? Sometimes it even comes even better. The job is
Amen.
Going
Something
even greater for you, even better for you.
Amen.
Amen.
I truly believe that. So we're going to continue to pray for you, all those who are online, even those who are listening by internet. Okay, I'm asking you to pray for Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee, for his job, for his increase. Even those that are on his job, we pray for increase. And if you're on the line, if you lost your job or you lost someone special in your life, we want to pray for you too. But you know what? We need to know who you are.
I'm just waiting.
I'm just excited to hear what the testimony is going to be. It's already been done. Were you going to say something, Pastor? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Elder Don, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
This is Minister Robinson. Did you say?
Was that the Elder Robinson?
Yes, it is.
Did you say the pastor's last name was Robinson?
Yes, sir. Yes. Sir. Same as yours.
Well, this is Minister Robinson, and I lost a major account the last 2 weeks, and it's kind of it's an account that I had, and you know we depended on it, but we depend on God first.
Amen.
And all I look at is that chapter was closed, and God is getting ready to open up a new chapter.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Pastor Robinson, get your resume in order. I'll be praying with you. Just get ready to move, just like the word says, those that mount up with wings of eagles. It speaks about moving, being on the move. When it talks about waiting on the Lord, there was no wait in that scripture. Everything was moving. So get your resume in and get ready to move, because God has He has a new direction for you. So stand on the word, have faith, and be encouraged, because I'm standing there with you, because I'm in the same situation.
Yes, sir. God. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise
thank
God.
You. Amen.
We're standing.
I believe Pastor Amen. Rose is on. Pastor Rose is on.
We have Pastor Cook on. She's in Atlanta. I love them all around the world. We got Atlanta. We got New York. We have, what else? We have Tennessee and all these other islands. Lord, God is going to bless us tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Look at God.
Take us to the King. Come on.
Well, praise God. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to jump in because of time. And I'm just hearing the testimonies about what God is doing and what things are happening in your lives. Tonight, I just want to encourage you tonight for the ones that are going through. that God will provide, because that is my message tonight. Will provide. Hallelujah. Wow. So what you're saying tonight in the testimonies, I'm come to let you know that God will provide. In spite of what you're going through, in spite of what has happened, God will provide.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Because he is our Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He provides everything for us. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
so he will provide. No matter if you lost something, God is going to provide it back for you. He's going to give
you
double for your trouble. Amen.
You,
hallelujah.
Amen.
I heard a brother say that, you know, he closed the door and God opened another one. But I hear the Lord said that door that he's opened is wide, a wide open door. Hallelujah.
Ooh.
You may
that's
lost
wonderful.
Everything, hallelujah, but God has opened this wide, big door for you. So
hallelujah.
I hear the Lord say, walk in it, and don't be afraid, hallelujah, because it is him, it's him, it's him, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory
hallelujah.
To God. Oh, my mama,
thank you,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
yes,
you,
yes.
Jesus. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
I praise you. I praise you, God. Hallelujah. For the open door for my brother tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I praise you in advance, God. Hallelujah. For
hallelujah.
What you're about to do for him. In the name of Jesus. And I hear the Lord say, look for it soon. The door is going to open soon, soon, soon.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Just
thank
look
you,
for
Jesus.
It. Expect it any day
hallelujah.
Now. Hallelujah. That door
hallelujah.
Is going to open wide. I just
my
see
God.
It open. I see it open like just open wide,
yes,
like a swinging door,
hallelujah,
like a swinging door, hallelujah,
amen.
For you,
amen.
Hallelujah, thank
amen.
You, Jesus,
hallelujah,
and we give you praise tonight,
yes,
but we're going to get
God.
Into the word,
mm-hmm.
I want you just, I'm just going to say a little bit, let's go to 1 Kings, the 17th chapter,
yeah,
woo, 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses
mm-hmm.
13 to 16.
All right.
Yes.
1 Kings, the 17th chapter, verses 13 to 16.
Amen.
I'm going to read it real quick, and it says, and Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day that the Lord sends rain in the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elisha, and she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of the flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Elijah. And the word of God is blessed. And Lord,
amen.
You must help me on tonight. Hallelujah. You
bless
know
Lord.
How I am. I like to give you a brief synopsis of what is going on in the scripture. And we find here that Elijah was running from Jezebel. You know Jezebel, that spirit of controlling and manipulative and mean and evil. And she wanted to kill all the prophets. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, and Elijah was running, and so the Lord sent him to a widow's house, amen, and he sent Elijah to the widow house, and when I looked at the word widow, as we all know, means that your husband has died.
Yes.
In other words, your provider has died. Because when you
wow.
look in the Old Testament, you know that the woman stayed home and the husband took care of everything. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so her husband was gone, so she didn't have anything. She didn't have no more
wow.
provider. Amen. And so when she came up, when Elijah came to the widow, he asks her,
hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. He asked her to go make me a cake. Amen. And once you make this cake, you make it and give it to me first.
Yeah,
and then
right.
you can feed
that's
your
right.
son. Amen. Mm-hmm. And when I looked at that, I looked at that and I said, that sounds like kind of a selfish type of thing. Amen. Mm-hmm. Make me a cake, make the cake, and then I have to give it to you first. Even though when I told you that I only have enough for just me and my son.
Yeah.
But she said the fact that I make this cake, I only have enough for me and my son, and then we're going to die.
My God.
Amen. And here comes the man of God saying, listen, you do all that, and give me a piece first. So I thought that was kind of selfish of him. Amen. I hear some background.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I hear some background. Amen. And so we find that in that chapter and in that particular scripture that it was like a selfish spirit.
Yeah.
And so in other words, and so as we go on with the particular scripture on tonight. Hallelujah. I hear some noise.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so he goes and tells her, go ahead and do it. And so there's three points I want to talk about in this particular scripture. The three points is listen, faith, and provide. Amen. Mm. And the first thing I want to talk about was listen. Amen. Even though she knew, and even though she said that she makes this, and her son would die, she still listened to the prophet.
Yeah.
Amen. And I see that, and I see that as today that many of us don't want to listen to the prophet. Amen. I know that there's some false prophets out there. I know there's people claiming that they're prophetic and they're a prophet and a prophetess. And I know sometimes people's mind is like, no, I'm not listening to them because there's so many false prophets out there. Amen. Mm-hmm. But at this particular text, she listened to the prophet. And I find that, too, that many of us don't like to listen to what God has to say. Amen. Mm. We don't want to take heed to the word of God and when he speaks to us. Amen. Mm-hmm. You know, some of you are in situations and God tells you to do something. And you look at it and you say, God, but God, look what I'm dealing with. And you want me to do this? Amen. And I know that sometimes that happens because when we look at our situation and we think it's dead.
Yeah.
Amen. And we think it's not alive. But God knows best. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He knows the end. Amen. We just know the beginning. We just know what it looks like. Amen. Mm-hmm. And we don't listen to the word of God. Amen. Any questions?
Mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Any questions as I move forward?
Mm-mm.
Amen.
Pastor,
and it shows that.
Go
ahead.
I'm sorry, I was on mute and didn't know it. But I just wanted you to know that when I was at work, I was reading the text message that Elder John sent me, and I just knew I had to be on this line tonight because when I read what your text was. I said, my God, I've got to listen to that because that's for me in the situation I'm in right now. It's all for me. I mean, I'm not trying to be greedy, take anything away
it's
from
okay.
anybody, but I know this is for me. I need to hear this. Right now, I'm kind of low in spirit right now, but I know that God will provide. So I just want you to know. I just want you to know that.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he will provide for you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so as we go on to the particular scripture, we talked about listening. She listened to the prophet. Amen. And as she listened to the prophet, she did what the prophet said. The prophet said and told her to go make it, make the cake, put the flour together, put the oil together. Amen. And so she did that. And also when I looked at this as well, the second point, because I'm moving quickly, the second part was she had faith. Hallelujah. She had faith in the prophet. Amen. when she did this, she realized, okay, if I do this, something's going to happen. Amen. Mm. And some of us, we lose faith sometimes. We got to trust God. Amen. Even though what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, you still got to have faith and believe God that God will bring you out. Oh, it may look dead. Hallelujah. May look like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But you got to believe God that God is going to bring you out of your dark situation. Amen. When we look at Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Faith moves
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
not just praise, but faith.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith, your belief in God moves him. It's like you saying, all right, God, I believe you. I believe you're going to make it. I believe you're going to allow me to get through this. I'm going to trust you with this. I'm going to trust you with my situation. Hallelujah. And sometimes we don't trust God with our situation. We don't trust him with it. And then we go on what we want to do. And then guess what? You messed up. You messed yourself up. You didn't trust God. You didn't believe God. Amen. And I'm saying this tonight, and I'm going to stick right here for a minute. I'm saying here tonight, some of you that are on the line right now and you're not trusting God in your situation, I declare today that you do that today, that you trust him even the more. Hallelujah. See, we trust in everybody else. We trust in man. We trust in our husbands. We trust in our wives. But you need to trust in God because he's the only one that could bring you out.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You got to build up that faith, hallelujah, and know that God got your back, hallelujah. He got your back, no matter what you're standing against. Some of you are dealing with some sickness in your body tonight, oh, God, hallelujah. Some of you are dealing with sickness, and the doctor just gave you a bad report. Trust God, hallelujah. I prophesy to you tonight. Trust God tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give it all to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You say give all your cares unto him. He wants it. He don't want you holding on that. That's why he's there. For you to give it unto him. Release it tonight. I just hear the Lord say release tonight. Release everything that's holding you bound. Release everything that's holding you down tonight. He said, give it to him tonight. Hallelujah. Because he will provide for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And her faith, hallelujah. She trusts the prophet. She trusts what the prophet said. Hallelujah. And he even looked at Elijah, too. He trusted God, too. Amen.
Yes.
He had faith in too. He had faith in God as well.
Amen.
Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
No, ma'am. Just keep going. Keep going.
Amen. And she began to, and she obeyed the prophet. Amen. That's a big word right there because we don't like
right
to obey.
There. Amen. That's true.
We don't like to submit. We don't like to submit. And we have to submit everything that's in our bodies to God. We don't want to give up. Because it looks so good on the other side. But you need to submit today. Amen. Submit everything unto God today. And obey. Listen to his voice. I know that we are distracted with all kinds of things. Because this world has given us a lot of distractions. But I come to let you know today that you need to rebuke those. Because you can rebuke them. Amen. Rebuke those distractions. And obey God. Hallelujah. Obey him tonight. Amen. He's looking for our obedience tonight. Amen.
Yes.
Just like the woman obeyed the prophet. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. She obeyed the prophet. Amen. And the last part was he provided. Hallelujah. She listened. She obeyed. She had faith, and God provided.
That's good.
He provided. Amen. Because in the 16th verse, let me see where we at.
God provided. Amen.
For thus says the Lord God Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so when I looked at that scripture, it mean that not just the rain, but he rained provision.
Oh,
amen.
That's good.
She mm-hmm. had provision for a long time.
That's good.
Because she listened, she obeyed, and she had faith in God. Amen. So I come to let you know today, if you listen, obey, have faith in God, God will provide, make provision for you. You got to stay in the race. Hallelujah. No matter what
Amen.
The devil speaks in your ear, no matter what the devil says, stay in the race. Hallelujah. And I guarantee you that God will provide. He will provide
Amen.
Everything that you need. He won't
Amen.
Allow you to lack. She didn't lack anything. She didn't die. She lived. Amen. And she had overflow. She had
yeah.
the oil kept on coming. The flour kept on coming. Amen. Mm. And she lived. And it said, the scripture said, it was for a long time.
Wow.
For many days.
Mm-hmm.
Because she obeyed the prophet, the man of God, the mouthpiece of God. Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I say tonight, because of time, God will provide. You
yeah.
got to stretch out your hand to him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And surrender. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have to surrender all to him. Give it unto him tonight. Ah, my. Hallelujah. Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Give it
mm-hmm.
unto him. Hallelujah. So that he can provide for you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
There's provision for you. He said he don't want you to lack anything. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We are not to lack anything. If you belong to God, there's no lack in God. Hallelujah. You need to know that today. You need to speak that. I always say when I start to pray for people, I begin to say, no lack come into my view.
Yeah.
No lack come to my home in the name of Jesus. You got to begin to speak that. And let the devil know there's no lack.
Mm, thank you.
I have all that I need. Hallelujah. Because I trust God. I believe God. I have faith in God. And I know that he would do it for me tonight. Amen.
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 Oh, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And at this
Amen.
Time, I'm doing something a little different. At this time, I want to ask you just to open up your mouth and give God praise for a few seconds. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you could do that,
Amen.
If you're in an area, if you're online or on
Jesus.
The internet and you at home,
you,
just lift up your hands
you
and just give God a praise.
God.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for providing for me tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for making provision for me tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah.
God.
Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you, God, for making way out of no way for you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. We trust you tonight, God. We trust your word, God.
Bless your name tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We trust your word, God.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to his
God
name.
Will provide.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory,
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory to his
Hallelujah.
Name.
Hey, Hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You,
he will provide for you. Hey,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Don't be
thank
dismayed.
You.
Hallelujah. God will do it for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's making a way or escape for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Just trust him tonight. Hallelujah. Have faith in him tonight. Hallelujah. That he will
yeah.
do it for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I'm reminded
thank you, Jesus.
Scripture that God said, never will my righteous be forsaken.
That's right.
Begging bread.
Begging
so,
bread.
Ooh, I got chills. Mm,
that's
you,
good.
Lord.
That's good.
Thank
right
you,
there.
Lord. Thank
that's
you, Lord.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Thank you,
give
Lord.
Us this day our daily bread. He's
daily
given
bread.
Us everything. Yes, in the
our
day,
bread,
in the day that we need
day.
Him, our mm-hmm. daily bread. Just like he
yes.
gave the Israelites each day when they were going through the wilderness, he provided manna.
He provided.
Hallelujah. Mm. He provided for each day.
Pastor Rose, I was paying attention to your word obedience, and as I was doing my resume, that was one of the qualifications that I had listed on my resume, that I am obedient. In this text tonight, if we'll just look on down in this 17th chapter, 1 Kings, where we'll find what happened when she was obedient to God and doing what God said. The Bible says that her son fell sick even unto death. She brought him to Elijah. And I believe because of her obedience that Elijah cried out to the Lord, that the Lord would bring life back to that child.
Wow.
And God answers. Whew, man. Mm.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Because of
her obedience.
Right, because when you look down at the scripture there, she told him, she told the prophet, listen, you prophet, my son is dying.
Yeah.
Amen. And she told him, and he went. He took the child. It's later on in the scripture you can find that. Took the child upstairs.
Upstairs.
Amen.
There you go. Upstairs.
Upstairs. Hallelujah.
I like that. Ooh. To the upper room.
Took her to the man.
Took her to the upper room.
The upper room.
That's right. Where
I
he
like
can
that.
Reach, where God can reach him. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes.
And he provided there. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So God will provide.
I like
Amen.
That. It took him to the upper room, the quiet place, the secret place.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the Most High, under the shadow of the wings. He took him there to the
That's
upper place.
My God.
And God
Thank
revived
you, Lord.
That soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Brought it back to life.
He restored life. Hallelujah.
Life. And that's what our theme is at our church in this season. Restoration without any struggle. Restoration and no struggle. There is no struggle in God. But he will restore, and our pastor came from Joel, and he will restore everything that the cankerworm and the palmerworm has eaten up. God will restore it all back.
Restore it back.
Restore what we've lost. Restoration. No struggle. Hallelujah. This is
That's
a good
right.
word. This is a good
Glory.
Word right here. This word has so many confirmation.
Yes.
See,
yes.
Brother Robinson, Pastor Robinson had to be online.
Yes.
And then the other Pastor Robinson had to speak up. Lord, this is good stuff right here. Lord, thank you. Ah,
I just want to thank you. Thank you for your confirmation. Thank you for your confirmation, and Minister Robinson, thank you for speaking that word, and it will come to pass. It's not that I've lost faith or that I've lost heart, but what it has done, it has put me in another place. Put me in another place.
Pastor Robinson, just rest in that word and watch God move.
Yes,
he's going to move because I'm doing the same thing. I'm in a holding pattern, and I'm waiting, and I know he's got something good for me because the way things were set up, I didn't panic. I didn't, I just said, okay, God is getting ready to make a big move. Just rest in it and get ready for your testimony.
Amen. This lady asked me today, she was asking me what was I going to do, what was I going to go to work at? And I gave her three words. And just like I did my plant manager, I gave him three words. God's got it. That's you know, that's all. God's got it.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, I mean, as a testimony, I remember when I was working with the school district, I remember I had a situation, and I was laid off. And I was with a group, and I was laid off, dismissed, laid off. And so rather than feeling like I lost, rather than looking and thinking I lost, I began to start to activate and elevate. And what I kept saying was, thank you, God, for elevating me higher. Because you got to take away something in order to move to another place.
Right.
I just kept saying, thank you, God, for elevating. That next day, the next day, I was in another place making more money than I did when I was laid off.
Amen.
Making more money. Speaking it into existence. God takes away, if something is taken, God elevates us to another level.
Amen.
He gives us something even better. And I know that sounds like crazy faith, but you know what? I'm not crazy enough to believe that God is that type of God. He wants us to have that type of faith. Not that we lost,
amen,
but we just gained. Not that we lost, but we gained. Because whatever God does when he has his hand on it, let me tell you something, it's got to be good. And it's got to be better than what we need. We just
You know, Elder John, I have to speak to what you just said. You talk about crazy faith. I preached on that, just them two words, not long ago, crazy faith. And I asked the congregation, what is yours? You know, because if we look in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, when God spoke to Noah and had him to build that ark, out of nowhere, and the people looked at him like he was crazy, like he was ignorant, you know. And it was just Noah's crazy faith. It was crazy faith that caused him to do what God had him to do. And you said it might sound like crazy faith, but I think that's the best faith. Is that crazy faith, because you're stepping out. I can say that I believe that you're stepping out on faith when you got crazy faith. Peter had crazy faith when he stepped out of the boat, you know, onto the ocean or onto the sea. You know, that was crazy faith, but he stepped out that. So it's all right to have crazy faith. I don't, you know, somebody may be online tonight, somebody may be on the radio tonight or listening by the internet or however, but it's okay to have crazy faith. It's okay for people to think you're crazy. As long as your craziness is in Jesus, that's all it is. As long as you have that crazy faith in Jesus, don't worry about what your foes may say. And that's where I am.
Amen. You know what? I just want to interject here. You know, today on our prayer line at my church, our pastor, Pastor Gloria, was talking about how she had saw a program on television, and they were talking about being disabled and how being disabled has so many different things about, like if you're disabled and you don't have any money or you're in a wheelchair or disabled, you know what disabled means. But I'm just cutting to the chase. What she said was, when they said disabled, he said, when you ever you see disabled, if anybody says disabled, put a G-O in front of disabled, and you'll see that it spells out God is able. Disabled. God is able. G-O-D. Yes, put the G-O in the front. And it spells out God is able. And that's where we all are these days and time. God is able to provide and to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. everything. And we thank God.
Yes.
Yeah. That we are His.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Amen. Glory to God.
Glory.
And even though even the widow, she was in a famine. When you look at it, she was in a famine because she didn't have anything else. She just had what she had, and she was going to die. So that was it. She was in a famine. But look, God still provided.
Yes,
so even though
did.
You may be in a famine, the world might be in a famine, but you belong to God, God is going to provide.
Yes. Amen.
He's going to provide for you. Because we belong to Him.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's
so
right.
He's going to do what He said He's going to do. Because He's not a man that He should lie.
Come on now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because if He said it, it is so.
Amen.
And you can take that to the bank.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And, I just want to say one of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 37 and 19. And the 19th verse says, "They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied." They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. So you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
Amen.
So there's no shame in God's game. I'm just putting that out there. But there's no shame.
Okay.
And there's no shame for us because we have a God that provides, just like Pastor said.
Amen.
We have a God that provides.
Yes.
And if we listen and we keep the faith and be obedient, He will provide.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
We got to do something, and that something is to listen and obey and have faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Trust
Hallelujah.
Him tonight. Hallelujah. I learned that I trust Him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
With all I got.
Amen.
I trust Him. Because
He's my way out.
He's my way out.
Yeah.
There's no other way. He's my way out.
There's no other way.
There is
no
other
way. No other way.
Amen.
Because I trust people, and people have let me down.
Woo.
People have let me down.
Yes, Lord.
I said, I'm going to trust you, God. That's it. I'm putting my faith in you.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
This is a good word, Pastor.
No matter what it looks like, I trust you, God.
No matter what.
Hallelujah. No. Yes. But I know better that God, it looks better on the other side.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It looks better if I trust you, Lord, and I put my trust in you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
Good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tonight. Before we close, I want to say something tonight. The Lord has been putting it in my heart and has been pressing in my spirit. The Lord has put my spirit to sow a seed in the ministry here. Because let me tell you this, you know, word has been going forth.
Mm.
Word has been going forth through these lines, airways, or through the internet, and this is some good word, amen. And I commend, you know, Elder John and his wife for allowing us to have this platform to speak a word and to encourage people. Because let me tell you something. Ever since I've been on this radio doing this, people been blessed. I have invited so many people on this line, and they tell me I get texts after I finish speaking. Oh, my God, this is good. You know, they ask when it comes on. I say it comes on every Wednesday. I tell them that he has some powerful people on there, and we go in. And so it's been pressing on my spirit. So I'm not saying everybody has to do it. If the Lord leads you, that's you. But I know the Lord was leading me to plant a seed into them. And so,
Amen.
You know, wherever how we could plant the seed, Elder John, let me know how to plant it and where to go to give,
mm-hmm.
give you the seed. But the Lord said, give a seed to the ministry. That's
Amen.
What the Lord told me to put out tonight
mm-hmm.
to the people that's on the line. Is
Amen.
Whatever seed that you want to give, the Lord said, give it. And he's going to bless it.
Praise
and
God.
Doors are going to be open.
Amen.
You hear me? You hear me? The doors are going to be open for you. You plant a seed, the door is going to be open for you tonight.
Wow. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because Hallelujah. This is good ground.
Yes, it is.
This ain't no messed up ground. This is some good ground.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because Hallelujah. Word has been going forth through the many pastors and ministers that come on. And I behoove you that you come and you plant a seed in their ministry tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And
Hallelujah.
I'd just like to bounce off of what you're saying, Pastor Rose. What's unique about this radio broadcast is that everybody can join the conversation. You know, it's not just like, you know, someone giving a Bible study or sharing the word and you're just sitting and listening. But we're having conversation. And with the conversation, a lot of revelation is being opened up. God
Amen.
Is pouring into us. As we listen to the different bishops and the different pastors, I mean, they give out and we get like John said, we sit at the table. Like Elder John said, we sit at the table and we feast. So this is a definitely good ground, like Pastor Rose said. Definitely good ground. Amen. I just wanted to say. Amen. To God be the glory.
And so tonight I say God will provide. I hope this was a blessing to someone tonight and that you take this word. I really mean it, that you take this word and you allow this word to go deep down in your soul
yes.
and apply it to your life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Apply
Hallelujah.
It to your life. Because this is something good. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
This is good.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm done,
Elder
John.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for the word. God will provide. And you know what? That's just, in these days and times, that's what we need to hear. That's what we need to hear. We need to be renewed to the full kindness in our lives. So I thank you for that. I thank you for that. As we get ready to close, I'd like to, for those that have tuned in by internet, we do thank you for tuning in. Please join us next week. I think we'll be in New York next week. And we think the following week after that, we will be in North Carolina with these North Carolinians. And we thank you for tuning in. I pray that you have been blessed by the word. And I would like to comment, and I would like to comment on Minister Robinson and Pastor Robinson. Both of us from different states, never met each other, you know, but the same last name. We find that interesting that both of them come on, you know, with the same thing going on. And that's why I'm asking you, if you would just pray for them. Amen. That's what it's all about. That's what we are here for, to encourage and lift each other up. That's what we are here for. There's a purpose in our lives. Amen. So I'm asking you out there in internet, by phone, whatever the case may be, you know, Minister Robinson from out of Atlanta and Pastor Robinson from out of Texas, please pray for them. God will restore what they want. Amen. And he will give God the increase twofold. Amen. Pastor Robinson, Robinson, would you like to make a comment before we close?
No, I just asked Elder John that y'all, I appreciate you guys' prayers and Minister Robinson. I appreciate that word again. Pastor Cook,
amen.
I really appreciate you bringing that word forth tonight. Again, I know I said it earlier, but I want to reiterate, you know, the fact that it was an awesome word, and I do appreciate hearing it. Like
yeah.
I said, I knew I had to be on. And here's the thing about it, Elder John, before I let you go. Listen, I wasn't going to come on tonight, but as, when I looked at the message and I seen what her message was going to be, I just said to myself, I got to go because that's for me. I've got to call in tonight, you know. So you guys, you prayed tonight, and I'm going to ask you this. Don't stop.
Amen.
Please don't stop praying. Just because we get off the line tonight, stop praying. You know,
amen.
Continue to pray for us. And I'm going to tell you, like I tell my church folk, be sure that you pray for yourselves. Be
amen.
Sure you do that. Amen. So, thank you, Elder John. Thank you, Pastor Cook.
Amen.
I wanted to say, can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I wanted to say how ironic it is that this day, and I haven't talked on the line or listened to the line in a while, here today, two Robinsons going through the same situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you know, that's God.
Mm-hmm.
God is getting ready to, God is getting ready to do a big thing. He's getting ready to open up a door, a big door.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because I haven't listened in a long time.
Yes.
And today, I pick up the word was confirmation, and here is two Robinsons going through a similar situation.
Yes.
So I thank you, Pastor Cook.
Yes.
Elder John and his wife.
Amen.
And hopefully I'll be able to continue on the broadcast. Sometimes I'm not able to, but hopefully I'll be able to.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God has this important time for home affairs. The other time, listening active. The other time, don't hear the background in the back. Thank you. Some of your family. Because you can't hear it. A lot of background. A lot of background. Please make sure you reach out for your phone and stuff. And you need a lot of background. I don't know if there's a call. Put up here in the background.
Yeah, there
you go. Thank you. Okay. An appointed time for all things. An appointed time for all things. Listen, I believe that when things happen for a reason. They happen for a reason. So I know that you're going to be blessed by that. But then there's others out there, other Robinsons out there who are facing the same trial that needed to hear that as well. So this word God will provide was a timely. Word. Again, listen, there's an appointed time for all things. God orchestrates all things. So it was meant for the two of you to be here at this time to bless, to be a blessing, not only to yourself, but also to others who are listening. There's who are listening. So, you know, for those of you who are listening by internet, I pray that you've been blessed by the word. But listen, if faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen?
Yes.
So the only way that we can strengthen ourselves is by hearing the word of God. That's the word of God. God's word never comes back void. And
yes,
he can take that to the bank. His word never comes back void. And that's why
Thank
we
you.
Get on. That's why we get on. That's why we take time out.
That's
why we can be doing a new things, but we take time out just to come and encourage one another. And listen,
Amen. When
we don't hear each other, then something's wrong with the body.
That's right.
Something's wrong with the body.
That's right.
Amen.
So that's what it's all about. It's all about all of us together. Not one, not two, but it's about everybody together. Those on the internet, those who are called in by phone, they're sitting around the table feasting. Listen, let me tell you something. God wants all of us to get full on his word so that we can survive we can live. Mm-hmm. So that we can not die, but so that we can live. God
Thank
didn't plan this for us to die. He didn't plan this for us to die. He wants us to live. Amen? And how do we live?
Amen.
By the word of God. And when we speak to the word of God, let me tell you something. That's how we survive. That's how things happen. So I thank God for each and every one of you for taking time out just to come and be a part of this. Amen? We're all getting blessed by it. So I do thank you so much. I do thank you so much. We're going to close out the album. We're going to close out and I'm going to ask anybody that's online, if the Lord has laid on your heart to close it out in prayer, I'm going to turn it on over to you. Amen? That's what my spirit is saying. There's somebody out here that wants to pray also. If you would like to close it out in prayer, amen. And we're going to open it up. All the mics in this.
Thank you.
Anybody that wants to pray at this time, if the Lord has laid it on your heart, amen. We're waiting.
Heavenly Father, let us pray. God, we thank you, God, for this time that we have spent online tonight. God,
yes,
we thank
yes.
you, God, for an awesome word, God, from Pastor
thank
Kim.
You.
Thank you, God,
God,
for using her tonight, God,
yes.
to not only speak to my heart, God, but to speak to all hearts and all minds that are listening in by internet, by radio, or even by the
yes.
phone, God. Thank you, God, that you have used her in a mighty way. And
yes.
God, tonight, as we leave this line tonight, God, let us never always be mindful, God, that we never leave your presence, that you're here in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, as well as Atlanta, as well as Cleveland or New York or wherever you might be, North Carolina, God, wherever they are, God, we know that you are there. So, Father,
thank you,
God. Thank you for Minister Herman, God. Thank you for Elder John and his wife, God. Thank you for Minister Robinson, God. Oh, God, thank you for each one of them tonight, God. Even thank you for me, Lord. Father God, I ask, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over each one tonight, God, on this line. God, whatever's taking place in their life tonight, God, I ask you to move in that situation, God. I ask you, God, to move in that situation.
Hallelujah.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus, God.
Yes,
God,
Hallelujah.
Just continue to bless them, Lord. Continue to give them, God, the desires of their hearts, Lord God.
Thank
Fill
you, Lord.
Them, God, with your love. Fill them with
Thank
your
you.
Encouragement, God, and fill them with your strength. Oh, God, pour out your grace and mercy upon each one tonight. Father, we'll be forever careful to give you praise, to give you honor,
hallelujah,
and to give you glory. For it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. To God be the glory.
Remember,
thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
But God loves you most. Until next Wednesday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.